randomly, where we share about the different things that affect our daily life. Today, we're going to talk about unleashing your potential, breaking through self-doubt, and embracing the journey of new beginning. Self-doubt can be a challenging companion that often appears when you're about to start something new, whether you're contemplating a career change, starting a new project, or simply exploring a hobby. Self-doubt can drown out your confidence. In this episode, we'll explore effective strategies to tackle self-doubt, allowing you to seize new opportunities with assurance. Some of our strategies include setting achievable goals, seeking support, and mindfulness and self-compassion. So let's jump right on into it with understanding self-doubt. Self-doubt is a complex psychological experience that many people encounter at various points in their lives. It can manifest as feelings of uncertainty about one's abilities, decisions, or worth. Understanding self-doubt involves recognizing its nature, causes, and effects, as well as strategies to maintain or overcome it. To understand self-doubt, we'll talk about what self-doubt is, the causes of self-doubt, the effects of self-doubt, understanding the root of self-doubt, how to manage your self-doubt, and when it can be helpful. So we ask ourselves, what is self-doubt? Self-doubt is a lack of confidence in oneself or one's abilities. It can arise when a person questions their skills, decisions, or whether they're good enough. While a certain level of self-doubt can be healthy and motivate growth, excessive self-doubt can lead to stagnation, fear of failure, and missed opportunities. You know, we ask ourselves, what causes this self-doubt? There are several factors that can cause it. Our past experiences, like early life experiences, such as criticism or failure, can lead to it. Comparing to others, social comparison, especially in the age of social media, can fuel self-doubt when we measure our progress against others. Perfectionism, the desire to meet impossible standards, can result in self-doubt as a person feels they're never good enough. Imposter syndrome, it occurs when you believe you don't deserve your achievements or success, often fearing that you'll be exposed as a fraud. External pressures, like societal or familial expectations, can cause you to doubt your own judgment or choices. You know, what are the effects of self-doubt? Paralysis and procrastination. Self-doubt can create a fear of making mistakes, leading to indecision and procrastination. This prevents people from acting, even when they are brave, even when they have the ability to succeed. You know, low self-esteem. Chronic self-doubt is closely linked to a diminished sense of self-worth. People may feel unworthy or incapable of achieving their goals. A negative thought cycle. With self-doubt becomes pervasive, it can spiral, leading to more intense feelings of insecurity, anxiety, and even depression. You know, missed opportunities are another effect of self-doubt. Doubt you can prevent people from seizing the opportunities, trying new things, or reaching the full potential. So understanding the root of self-doubt. Self-doubt often emerges from internal conflicts or unresolved fears. People might have an inherent desire to protect themselves from failure, judgment, or criticism, but these fears can inhibit personal growth at its core. Self-doubt is often a defense mechanism against potential harm or rejection. You know, how do we manage our self-doubt? While self-doubt can feel overwhelming, there are ways to manage or overcome it. Self-compassion. Instead of being overly critical of yourself, practice kindness and understanding. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer a friend. Reframe your negative thoughts. Challenge negative beliefs by examining evidence and replacing them with more positive, realistic affirmation. Focus on your strengths. Take stock of your achievements and the strengths that helped you reach them. Remember past success when you begin to doubt yourself. Mindfulness and meditation. Practicing mindfulness can help reduce the noise of self-doubt and promote present moment awareness, diminishing the grip of anxiety. Talk to others. Sometimes sharing your voice talk to others. Sometimes sharing your doubts with trusted friends or mentors can provide perspective and reassurance. Set small, achievable goals. Tackling smaller tasks can help build confidence, reduce the paralyzing effects of self-doubt. You know, when can our self-doubt be helpful? While self-doubt is typically viewed negatively, it can sometimes be a sign of self-awareness or a desire to improve. For example, a person who questions their decisions may be careful, thoughtful, and open to learning from mistakes. Recognizing this distinction helps avoid rumination and allows people to use doubt constructively. You know, self-doubt is an inherent part of the human experience, and though it can be uncomfortable, it also presents an opportunity for personal reflection and growth. By understanding its roots and effects, individuals can begin to manage self-doubt effectively, cultivate resilience, and move forward with greater confidence in their abilities. Now let's get into reframing those thoughts. Reframing your thoughts is a powerful cognitive technique used to challenge and change negative or unhelpful thinking patterns. It involves taking a situation or belief that might be limiting or distressing and viewing it from a different perspective, which can lead to more positive emotions, better decision thinking, and improved mental well-being. Here's what we'll talk about with reframing our thoughts. We'll talk about what reframing is, why it's important, the cognitive distortions and how to reframe, steps to reframing your thoughts, examples of reframing in practice, and the power of practice. So we ask, what is reframing? Reframing refers to the process of changing the way you interpret or perceive a situation, event, or thought. Instead of accepting automatic negative thoughts, reframing allows you to reframe the narrative in a way that reduces emotional distress and enhances your coping abilities. For example, instead of thinking I'm a failure because I made a mistake, reframing might involve thinking I made a mistake, but that's an opportunity to learn. Why is reframing important? Reframing reduces the negative emotions. When we think negatively about ourselves or situations, it often leads to feelings like anxiety, frustration, or sadness. Reframing can help shift those feelings to more manageable or positive ones. It improves problem solving. Negative thinking tends to narrow our focus and block creative solutions. By reframing, we can open ourselves up to alternative perspectives, which can help solve problems more effectively. It increases resilience. Reframing helps people to become more adaptable. When we can view challenges as opportunities for growth, we're more likely to persevere and adapt through circumstances. It boosts self-esteem. By challenging self-criticism and self-doubt, reframing helps develop a healthier self-image and self-compassion. Now, the common cognitive distortions and how to reframe them. Often, we engage in distorted thinking patterns that reinforce negative emotion. Recognizing these patterns is the first step in reframing them. Here are some common cognitive distortions and examples on how to reframe them. All or nothing thinking, you know, viewing situations in black and white terms, where something is either a compatible success or a total failure. You know, reframe that. We would say, it wasn't perfect, but I made progress. There's always room for improvement. An example of catastrophizing is expecting the worst case scenario or exaggerating the negative aspects of a situation. To reframe that, we should say it's a challenging situation that I've handled tough things before. I can find a solution. Overgeneralizing something, making broad conclusions based on a single event or piece of evidence, we would reframe that as that it can go well. Maybe that doesn't mean everything will go wrong in the future. Personalizing things, blaming yourself for events outside of your control or taking responsibility for things that aren't your fault. I did what I could in that situation. It wasn't entirely in my control, and I can learn from it. No, mind reading, believing you know what others are thinking, often assuming they're critical of you. And we could say, I don't know for sure what they think. I can ask for feedback if I'm concerned. Labeling. Assigning a negative label to yourself or others based on a specific event. And we could change that and say I made a mistake, but that doesn't define who I am. And I can learn and do better. Now the steps to reframe your thoughts. To reframe thoughts effectively, you follow these steps. For one, notice the negative thoughts. Well, pay attention. When you're having negative or unhelpful thoughts, these might be automatic, and it often takes practice to become aware of them. Identify the distortion. Once you've recognized thought, ask yourself whether it's a cognitive distortion. Recognizing these patterns is key to challenging them. Challenge that thought. Question the validity of your negative thought. Ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or assumptions? Am I over-exaggerating? What evidence do I have to support or disprove the thought? Consider alternative perspectives. Try to think of a more balanced, realistic, or positive interpretation. What are other ways you can view the situation? Replace with a reframed thought. Once you've identified a more constructive perspective, replace the negative thought with the new reframed one. And you can take action. Reframing is most effective when paired with a concrete action. After adjusting your mindset, think about a practical step you can take to improve the situation or move forward. Now, examples of reframing in practice are work situation, where you're given critical feedback by your boss and you think, I'm terrible at my job. We can change that to think, the feedback shows where I can improve. I can use it to strengthen my skills and grow in my role. The social anxiety. You feel anxious about meeting new people and think, no one will like me. So instead of that, we could say, it's normal to feel nervous, but I can make a positive impression by being myself and listening to others. A personal setback. You fail an exam and think, I'm just not smart enough. You know, we could change that and say, this exam didn't go as I planned, but it's just one test. I can study differently next time and improve. The power of practice. Reframing is a skill that gets easier the more you practice it. Over time, you'll start to automatically reframe your thoughts in response to the challenges. It's important to be patient with yourself and persistent in practicing this technique. The more you challenge your negative thinking, the more naturally positive or balanced perspectives will come to mind. You know, in conclusion with this, you know, reframing is a valuable tool for improving your mental well-being, increasing your resilience, and shifting your mindset. By changing the way you interpret events and thoughts, we gain the power to reduce stress, build confidence, and approach challenges in a healthier way. With consistent practice, reframing can transform the way you see the world and yourself, leading to more fulfilling outcomes. Let's get into setting achievable goals. Setting achievable goals is a crucial skill for personal growth and success. It provides direction, motivation, and sense of accomplishment as milestones are reached. Here are some steps to help set more achievable goals. Define those goals clearly. Break your goals into smaller steps. Stay flexible. Track your progress. Stay motivated. Celebrate the small wins. Learn from the setbacks. So let's get into defining your goals clearly. Use a SMART framework. And SMART means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So you specifically, clearly define what you want to achieve. To make them measurable, ensure you can track the progress and measure the success. To make them achievable, you'll set realistic goals that are within your abilities. You'll make the relevant goals by aligning goals with your broader aspirations and values. And to make them time-bound, you'll set a deadline and maintain focus and urgency. So let's break the goals into smaller steps. So you'll divide larger goals into manageable tasks to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Create milestones and act as checkpoints and celebrate progress. And stay flexible. Life is unpredictable and circumstances can change. Be open to adjusting your goals or timelines without losing sight of your ultimate objective. Track the progress of those goals regularly, review your progress, and stay on track to make adjustments. Use tools like journals, apps, or trackers to visualize the achievements. Stay motivated. Remind yourself why you set the goal and the benefits to achieving it. Surround yourself with supportive people who encourage your progress. Celebrate the small wins. Acknowledge and reward yourself for hitting milestones. This not only boosts your morale, but it reinforces positive habits. Learn from those setbacks. Treat the obstacles as learning opportunities rather than failures. Reflect on what went wrong and refine your approach. Setting achievable goals is like creating a roadmap for a journey. By following these steps, you can turn aspirations into reality while maintaining balance and confidence. One thing you can do is seek support. Seeking support is an essential part of achieving personal goals and overcoming challenges and maintaining emotional well-being. It's a sign of strength, not weakness, and it can significantly enhance your ability to navigate life's complexities. The steps to seek support are understanding why seeking support matters, recognizing when to seek support, types of support to seek, how to seek support effectively, overcoming barriers to seeking support, how to build a support network, giving and receiving support. So why seeking support matters is the perspectives others may offer, insights or solutions you hadn't considered, encouragement. Support networks provide motivation during tough times. Accountability. Sharing your goals or struggles can help you stay on track. A shared burden. Discussing challenges can lighten the emotional or practical load. Growth. Learning from others' experiences can help you grow and improve. Now, recognizing when to seek the support. Feeling overwhelmed, stuck, or unsure. Facing significant life changes or challenges. Struggling with motivation or maintaining progress. Experiencing persistent stress, sadness, or anxiety. Now, the types of support to seek are emotional support from friends, family, or counselors to provide empathy and understanding. Practical support, assistance with tasks or projects from colleagues, mentors, or community resources. Informational support, advice, expertise, or guidance from professionals, educators, or support groups. How to seek support effectively. Identify your needs. Be clear about the type of support or help you're seeking. Choosing the right people. Reach out to those who have knowledge, skills, or willingness to help. Be honest and open. Share your situation clearly and authentically to foster understanding. Express gratitude. Acknowledge and appreciate the support you receive. Overcoming barriers to seeking support. Fear of judgment. Remember that everyone faces challenges. Seeking help is normal. Pride or independence. Accept that collaboration often leads to better outcomes. Uncertainty. Start small by sharing with someone you trust or seeking anonymous resources. Build a support network. Cultivate relationships with people who uplift, inspire, and challenge you positively. Join groups, whether online, in person, that align with your interests or goals. Engage with professionals when specialized support is needed. Example, your therapist or coaches. Give and receive support. Support is a two-way street. Offering to help others strengthens relationships and creates a mutual sense of trust and respect. The impact of support. Seeking support fosters resilience, boosts confidence, and creates a sense of connection. It reminds you that you don't have to face challenges alone, and that collaborative efforts often lead to greater success and fulfillment. Let's get into embracing failure as a learning tool. You know, embracing failure as a learning tool is a transformative mindset that shifts how you approach challenges, setbacks, and opportunities for growth. While failure can feel discouraging, it also is one of the most powerful catalysts for personal and professional development. Follow these steps to embrace failure. Reframe your perspective on the failure. How you normalize failure. Learning from your failure. How to develop a growth mindset. How to build resilience. How to use failure to innovate, sharing your failures, and the benefits of embracing your failures. Reframe your perspective on failure. You know, failure is feedback. View failure as valuable information about what didn't work rather than as a personal defeat. It's part of the process. Success is often built on a series of failures and adjustments. Growth opportunity. Each setback presents a chance to learn, improve, and build resilience. Normalize the failure. Understanding it, it's universal. Everyone experiences failure, even the most successful individuals. Celebrate the efforts, recognize the courage it takes to try, regardless of the outcome. Shift cultural narratives. Embrace the idea that failure is necessary for innovation and progress. Learn from the failures. Analyze the situation. What went wrong? What factors contributed to this outcome? What could I have done differently? Ask for feedback. Seek perspective from others who can offer you constructive insights. Document your lessons you learned. Write down what you discovered to avoid repeating the mistakes and to guide future choices. Develop a growth mindset. Focus on effort and improvement. View abilities and intelligence as qualities that can be developed through persistence and learning. Embrace those challenges. See difficulties as opportunities to stretch yourself and gain new skills. Persist through the setbacks, understanding that progress often comes after repeated attempts. Build resilience. Practice self-compassion, treat yourself kindly, and avoid harsh self-criticism. Stay flexible. Be willing to adapt your approach or goals based on new insights. Develop your emotional strength. Use mindfulness or stress management techniques to stay grounded during the tough times. Use a failure to innovate. Experiment freely. Adopt a test and learn mentality, where the failure is a step toward discovering what works. Iterate. Refine your process based on what you've learned. Take calculated risks. Understanding that achieving something meaningful often involves venturing into the unknown. Share those failures. Inspire others. Sharing your experiences can help others feel less alone in their struggle. Foster a growth culture. Encourage a supportive environment where failures are seen as stepping stones to success. The benefits of embracing failure are increased resilience. You become more adaptable and less fearful of setbacks. A deeper learning. Failure often teaches lessons that successes can't teach you. Greater confidence. Overcoming failure builds a self-assurance in your ability to handle challenges. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's an important part of the journey. By embracing failure as a learning tool, you empower yourself to grow, innovate, and ultimately achieve your goals with greater wisdom and determination. Now, let's get into mindfulness and self-compassion. Mindfulness and self-compassion are transformative practices that help nurture emotional well-being, reduce stress, and foster resilience. Together, they create a foundation for having life's challenges with greater ease and kindness toward yourself. How do we practice mindfulness and self-compassion? Let's take a look at what mindfulness is. What is self-compassion? How mindfulness and self-compassion work together? The practical tips to integrate both and the impact of it. We ask ourselves, what is mindfulness? Mindfulness is a practice of bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It involves observing your thoughts, emotions, and surroundings with curiosity and acceptance. Key elements of the mindfulness are your awareness, noticing what's happening in the present moment, both internally and externally. Acceptance, allowing experiences to unfold without trying to change or resist them. Non-judgment, observing the thoughts and feelings without labeling them as good or bad. Benefits of mindfulness are reducing stress and anxiety, enhancing focus and clarity, improving emotional regulation, and it increases overall well-being. How to practice mindfulness? Meditation. Dedicate time to focus on your breath, body, sensations, or a mantra. Mindful breathing. Take slow, deep breaths and pay attention to each inhale and exhale. Body scan. Notice physical sensations from head to toe. Everyday activities bring mindfulness to daily tasks like eating, walking, or listening by fully engaging your senses. What is self-compassion? Self-compassion involves treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and care during moments of difficulty or failure. It's about being your own ally rather than your hardest critic. Key components to self-compassion are self-kindness, offering warmth and understanding to yourself instead of harsh judgment. Common humanity, recognizing that struggle is a shared human experience, that no one is perfect. Mindfulness, acknowledging your pain or discomfort without exaggerating or suppressing it. And the benefits to self-compassion are reducing self-criticism and increases self-worth. It enhances your emotional resilience. It promotes healthier relationships and empathy towards others. It boosts motivation by replacing fear or failure with encouragement. You know, how do you practice self-compassion? We self-talk. Speak to yourself as you would a close friend facing the same situation. Well, soothing touch. Place a hand on your heart and give yourself a hug to evoke the feelings of comfort. Acknowledge emotions. Allow yourself to feel it and validate your emotions without judgment. Write a letter. Write to yourself from the perspective of a compassionate friend. How mindfulness and self-compassion work together. Mindfulness helps you become aware of your thoughts and emotions without being overwhelmed. Self-compassion ensures you respond to those thoughts and emotions with kindness and care. Together, they create a balanced approach to handling life's ups and downs, fostering both self-awareness and self-acceptance. Practical tips to integrate both practices. You know, create a daily routine to dedicate a few minutes each day to mindfulness, meditation, or self-compassion exercises. You can pause and reflect. You know, during stressful moments, pause to observe how you're feeling and respond kindly to yourself. Practice gratitude. Combine mindfulness and self-compassion by reflecting on what you appreciate about yourself and your life. Use affirmations. Repeat phrases like, "May I be kind to myself," or "I am enough as I am." The impact of these practices: improve mental health and reduced symptoms of depression and anxiety, greater emotional balance and reduced reactivity to stress, enhanced self-acceptance and inner peace, deeper connections with yourself and others. Mindfulness and self-compassion are powerful tools for living a fulfilling and resilient life. By practicing them regularly, you cultivate a kinder relationship with yourself and build a strong foundation for personal growth and well-being. Take action. Taking action in the face of self-doubt is a powerful way to build confidence, overcome fear, and unlock your true potential. While self-doubt can feel paralyzing, it's important to remember that it's a natural part of growth and does not have to define your actions. You know, to take action, we'll look at understanding what self-doubt is, acknowledging and accepting it, challenging the negative thoughts, taking small steps, embracing imperfection, how to build a support system, practicing self-compassion, focusing on an action over outcome, how to reflect and learn, building momentum. Understand self-doubt. What is self-doubt? It is the uncertainty about your abilities, decisions, or worth. It often arises when stepping out of your comfort zone, facing challenges. Why does it happen? It can stem from fear of failure, comparison to others, past mistakes, or perfectionism. Reframe it. Recognize that self-doubt is a sign that you're pushing your boundaries, which is essential for growth. Acknowledge and accept it. Don't fight it. Instead of trying to suppress self-doubt, acknowledge its presence. Name it. Label your self-doubt. Example, This may be fear of not being good enough. Separate yourself from it. Understand that self-doubt is just a thought, not a fact. Challenge those negative thoughts. Gather evidence and reflect on your past achievements and strengths to counter self-doubt. Question the assumptions. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful or true? Shift the focus. Replace "I can't do this" with "I'm learning how to do this." Take small steps. Start small. Break the task or goal into manageable actions to reduce overwhelm. Focus on progress. Celebrate each step forward, no matter how small. Experiment. Approach challenges as experiments where outcomes provide learning, not judgment. Embrace imperfection. Let go of perfectionism. Understand that mistakes are part of growth and don't define your worth. Redefine success. Measure success by effort and progress, not by flawless results. Build a support system. Seek encouragement. Talk to trusted friends, mentors, or family members who can offer perspective. Collaborate. Working with others can reduce feelings of inadequacy and build confidence. Learn from role models. Study how successful people have overcome their own doubt. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and encouragement you'd give a friend. Acknowledge humanity. Recognize that self-doubt is a universal experience. Affirm your worth. Remind yourself that you are capable and deserving of success. Focus on action over outcome. Prioritize doing. Shift your attention from worrying about results to making meaningful actions. Stay present. Concentrate on the task at hand rather than future what ifs. Trust the process. Understand that confidence grows through action and experience. Reflect and learn. Analyze progress after taking action. Reflect on what worked and what didn't. Celebrate the efforts. Recognize your courage for acting despite doubt. Apply lessons. Use what you've learned to inform your next steps. Build the momentum. Consistency wins. Regularly taking small actions builds confidence over time. Track success. Keep a journal of your achievements and remind yourself of your capabilities. Expand the comfort zones. Gradually take on bigger challenges as your confidence grows. With the power of action, every step you take, despite self-doubt, reinforces your abilities to overcome it. Over time, your actions will reshape your beliefs about yourself, turning self-doubt into trust. Remember, courage is not the absence of doubt. It's taking action in spite of it. So embrace that journey ahead. Overcoming self-doubt is not achieved overnight. By adopting these strategies, you're beginning to discover your full potential. Welcome the challenges of new beginnings as your opportunities grow. Everyone experiences self-doubt. It's how you react that shapes that journey. As you continue on this path, stay dedicated to self-discovery. Remember, every small step you take leads to a more confident version of yourself. Embrace the journey and let your potential shine bright. Join us next week as we talk about the importance of self-care in the new beginnings.